X. Over.
W2 JKT. I'm kind of getting on the fringe here, but I should be able to stick around for a few minutes.
I'll be getting close to work already.
Get up on the Easley exit here.
Comes up here where I got to go down in the valleys and all that to get to where I'm going. It having to work around the repeaters. Interesting some mornings.
Up your way. I'm actually going to be up your way on Friday morning. I got to take one of my dogs up to a vet specialist there in Arden, which I guess is just outside of Asheville. And she's having a big knee surgery done, so I'm going to be up there Friday morning for that. But yeah, it's always interesting with all the mountains, have to hop around from repeater to repeater.
It is. You should be able to hit the 610 up through there pretty good. So you should have good coverage coming through there still.
Yeah, last time I was out there, I took her out for her evaluation a few weeks ago, and I didn't really bother to try to key up the repeater at all. But maybe this time I will. I don't know how busy it is. I'm leaving the house at like 7:30 in the morning. I don't know how many people are on there about that time, but I guess I'll find out.
Be a little busy for you, depending on what part of Arden you're going to.
It's right off of 26, I think. I get off, and there's like an all down from there.
For HGX, I think you're getting off right there at the airport exit. There's a big vet hospital right down there in that area. Where you're going to get off on 280 and then it'll run back down almost to 25 and the vet is right there, I think is where you're going.
Station was at very, very, very low audio.
Handler, and yeah, you're real scratchy this morning.
I'm on my hand too. I'm
fixing the head. Be careful out there. KO4 HKX.
Thank you very much.
That's where you're going, is in that area right there.
Remember, the Aldi is down there at one exit, the exit before it, and then the Ingalls is at the exit after it. And beyond that, I can't really remember, but it's the Western Carolina Veterinary Surgery Center, so if you know where that is, that's the place I'm taking her.
Top of my head, I may be thinking about the wrong place, so, but I'm pretty sure that's it, but it's not somewhere I go on a regular enough basis to remember for sure.
Have her there at 8:30 Friday morning, and then I go back out there Saturday morning to pick her up. It's a 12-week recovery at home. The first 6 weeks, I've got to keep her in a crate and not let her walk around on her knee while her her surgery heals. And then once the bone heals, then I can let her that's at 6 weeks, and I can let her out of the crate and do physical therapy with her. So it's going to be a long recovery, but she's had this done on her other knee already, and she's definitely back to 100% on that. So, hopefully this one will go as well, and she'll be back to normal. She's only about 10 years old, and she still has a ton of energy, so I definitely wanted to get this fixed so she could be mobile again.
That's going to be rough on trying to keep her still that long.
Take her to the local vet at Shelby and board her there during the weeks when I'm going to the office a lot because, I'm gone for 12 hours and I can't leave her in a crate for 12 hours. So I'm going to be dropping her off on Monday afternoons and picking her up on Friday afternoons and, let her stay there during the week. And they will do her convalescent care. They're going to do some laser therapy and there's some shots that they give her in the knee to, like, replace the joint fluid and stuff. And they're going to do all that during the week while I'm working, and then I'll have her on weekends. So that should work out pretty well, I think.
So I hope everything goes smooth for you and her, too. I know how attached you can get to those little guys.
Well, I've had her since she was about 8 weeks old, and she's just one of the best dogs I've ever had. I mean, all of my dogs are the best dogs, but, I'm very attached to her, and she's definitely been a medical dog. She's cost me a ton of money over the years in vet bills, but with her various stuff. But, you know, she's healthy and she's energetic, and she's a great little dog, so I definitely don't even think twice about giving her what she needs.
Yeah, for sure.
This is Repeater here, Patrick, so I'm down at exit 32, and that's about where I can punch out. So I'll say 73, so yeah, I hope you have a great day driving around, and be safe out there. This is W2JKT.
Good to talk to you this morning. Appreciate the ride along, and have a great day at work. KO4 HKX, and I'll be mobile.